the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You are good all the time. You love us. You meet us. Lord, that you are big enough and powerful enough that you can speak universes into existence, and yet you know every hair on my head, Lord, that you love us and you care what's on our heart, and that you, through the blood of Christ, have opened the door that we can approach the throne of grace with confidence, that we can come before you. It's amazing to me, and Lord, we just thank you. I pray, Lord, that you would open your word today through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray you would help us to keep it in context and rightly divide it. There's not a person here that needs to hear any of my opinions or theories. That's pretty useless information. But Lord, we want to hear what you say and what your word says. So Lord, help us to open it. And I pray, Father, that you would move in each of us, that we would be open to you. Forgive us for our sins, Lord. We fall short. Forgive us for our sins. Help us to be humble and reverent in awe of you. Pray, Lord, that it would glorify you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, we live in a world, even today, that people want more proof. They want more and more proof. They want more and more evidence. How do we know? How do we know? How do we know that God's real? How do we know that Jesus is the Son of God? How do we know that he is God in flesh? How do we know? How do we know? How do we know? And we've talked over and over and over about the evidence, the apologetics behind it, the proof that he has given, the evidence that demands that he is exactly who he said he is. We spent last Easter, if you get a chance, I believe it's still on the, you can still look it up on the computer, but we spent a lot of time just talking about the evidence of the resurrection, that he is exactly who he said he is, and the evidence proves it. And when people start really looking at the evidence, even there are atheists and agnostics who are coming to know Jesus when they start to look at the evidence. And that's what we're talking about today. That's what Jesus was talking about back here. They battled back then, and there's still people battling today, and that's what we're covering. If you have your Bibles, we're in Luke chapter 11. I'm going to start in verse 29. As the crowds increased, you can see the crowds increasing, right? I mean, he was doing amazing things. People were gathering around him. I mean, he was feeding multitudes. He was healing people. He had just cast a demon out of a guy that was mute. You remember the conversation that we had last week. We talked about that, but he was doing more miracles, was doing things, and people were flocking to him, and the crowds were coming to him, and the crowd was increasing. Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation." How would you like that for an opening conversation piece? This is a wicked generation. It asked for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. He had given them sign after sign. They had asked often for different signs, and he had been doing amazing things, right? We know that. I mean, not sleight of hand things, not illusions, not tricks. Like, he was doing huge miracles, plain sight. The feeding of the thousands, right? He fed, we talked about the feeding of the 5,000 was probably 10, 15,000, because that didn't include the women and the children. He was healing the blind and the lepers, and he was even raising the dead. He was giving them miraculous sign after miraculous sign, but it wasn't enough. They kept saying, "But we want more. We want another sign. Show us another sign." And he would cast out a demon, and they were like, "Give us another sign." He didn't give it to them because they were asking with the wrong heart and the wrong motives. And he said, "None's going to be given you except the sign of Jonah." What's he talking about? You know the story of Jonah, right? Wouldn't listen to God. Big storm came. Said, "Throw me into the water." Got thrown into water. And what happened? It's a small group. You can talk. 3 days inside of a belly of a fish. 3 days in a tomb of a fish, if you will. Buried in a fish, if you will. For 3 days. And Jesus is referring to what? He's referring to his death and resurrection. That he's going to be in the tomb. And that he's going to rise again. And he said, "You don't need any more proof than that." Do you see what he's saying? He's saying, "Look, God, I put on flesh. I've been doing all this. He's been doing all these miracles. He's been teaching with power and authority. He is different than anybody else that's ever touched the earth, right? We've changed time because he changed the earth so much, right? AD, BC? I mean, when he touched the earth, he changed it because he's God. He affected it so much. And he said, I'm doing all this stuff right before you. And the big one is the death and resurrection. He said, you don't need any other signs. I'm not going to give you any other signs. You don't need more than that. That's enough evidence. For as Jonah was assigned to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here. Okay, it was the Queen of Sheba, right? You know the story, right? First Kings, I believe, chapter 10, right around there. You with me? And she traveled a long way to go listen to Solomon because of his wisdom. And remember, she took all kinds of spices with her and all kinds of stuff. And she was amazed. She was blown away at his wisdom. And God touched her. He changed her because of that. And Jesus is saying here, he's saying, look, the Queen of Sheba. Now think what the Queen of Sheba did. She traveled a long way. It's not like she jumped in her private jet and flew. This took effort. This took time. She had to be intentional about this. She's a queen. She had responsibilities. She had the pleasures of the world at her fingertips. She's a queen. But she was willing to sacrifice. She gave up time, put in energy, traveled over to see Solomon, and God touched her. He blessed her. And he said, look, if this happened with her just talking to a guy, you should be blessed even way more because you're talking to God. If she was affected that much by talking to him, how much more should you be affected talking to me, is what he's saying, because he's God. But they refused to see it. Sometimes things can be right in your face, right in front of you, but if you refuse to see it, you're not going to see it. One greater than Solomon was right in their presence, but they refused to see it. They wanted more. Still happened today? He goes on making his point. He says, the men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here. Same thing. Same concept. Right? Jonah went to Nineveh, wicked place. Deserved wrath. Remember, he got mad. Because God spared them when they repented. He was mad because they were wicked people. And Jonah went and he preached to them, and what did they do? They repented. A mere man, Jonah, went and spoke, and God spoke through him, and they listened. And Jesus is saying, they're going to rise up and condemn you because one greater than Jonah is right in front of your face, and you refuse to see it. You just want more signs. And he could do more and more and more, and it still wouldn't be enough, because if they shut their eyes to what he's already done, they're going to shut their eyes to what he's going to do. He's saying there's one already greater right in front of you, and you won't see it. If you don't want to see, you're not going to see. He goes on, and this goes right together. They go hand in hand. He says, no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it's going to be hidden or under a bowl, right? That makes sense, right? You want the light to shine light so you can see what you're doing, right? Everybody with me? Who's the light? Jesus. John chapter 1, in him was life, and this life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Jesus is the light. He was right in front of them, and he's as bright as all bright could be. There is nothing wrong with the light. You've got to grasp that. There's nothing wrong with the light. Right? It's with them. The light's perfect. It's shining brightly before them, right? One greater than Jonah, one greater than Solomon. I'm right before you. I'm right before you. The problem isn't with who's before you. The problem is how you're seeing it. That's what he's going on to. I'm jumping ahead, but that's what he's saying. Jesus is saying, I'm the light. The light's right here. And you don't cover it up. You don't hide me. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in may see the light. You need to be able to see. He's the light. He's right there. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is full of light. But when your eyes are bad, your body is also full of darkness. Are they willing to see the light? Again, the problem isn't with Jesus. It's not with the light. It's with them. It's with their willingness to see. It's not that they couldn't see. I don't believe it was a couldn't thing. I believe it's a wouldn't thing. I don't think it's a couldn't thing. I think it's a wouldn't thing. I think they refused to see it. It was before them and it was brightly shining. Look, look, look. He was, again, broad daylight in front of multitudes of people doing amazing things. He was fulfilling prophecy that if anybody should have known, it was them. Prophecy that was written about him hundreds and hundreds of years before, most of which would be out of a normal person's concern, right? Out of a normal person's control is the word I wanted, not concern, control. Get the right C words, it helps. Control. Right? We've used this before. How many of you picked your family? You might have wanted to, but you didn't get to pick your family. Right? He was born in the tribe of Judah. Did he get to pick that? If a normal person wouldn't have that choice, right? Did he get to pick what town he was born into? He was fulfilling prophecy. Now, he's God, so he could fulfill it. But a normal person, he fulfilled over 300 prophecies. They should have got the prophecy. He's saying, look what's right in front of your face. If anybody should have got it, it's these high-level, well-educated Jews. These are the religious leaders. This is the stuff they're supposed to know and study. These are the doctors, the PhDs. These are the big dogs. But they refused to see it. It's not that they couldn't see it. They refused to see it. He said, the problem's with your eye. The problem's with you is what he's saying. It's not the light, man. It's not the light. The light's okay. It's what you're doing with it. It's what you're doing with it. It's you. The prophecies, the miracles, the teaching, it proves that he is who he is. And he said, and I'm going to give you one more sign. It's the sign of Jonah. He's talking about, again, his resurrection. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Have you ever thought about that statement? See to it then that the light inside of you is not darkness. How can light be darkness? What is he talking about? Right? What do you mean light, darkness? What? Remember we talked about you're on one side or the other. You're serving one or the other. You're either on God's side or you're on the enemy's side. You're on one side or the other. Because doing nothing is continuing to let evil advance. We're called to be on his side. We're called to be filled with him. We're called to be filled with the Holy Spirit, right? We talked about that last week, being filled with the Holy Spirit, that there's a place in us where the Holy Spirit is to dwell, and he is supposed to pour out of us. Light should be pouring out of us. The fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, him pouring through us. We should be a light to the world. And if we're not full of light, if we're not full of him, then what are we full of? Us and worse, maybe. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted as when the light of a lamp shines on you. In Matthew, he says this, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. They should see him in us. again, we should be different than the rest of the world. Not because we work it up, but because we love Him and He's in us. We are obedient to Him because we love Him. Right? We're saved by grace. We're obedient out of love. So He's in us and He fills us. We allow Him in our life. And when they see us, they shouldn't see us. They should see Him and see His light shining through us. Does this have any application to us today, 2019? Oh, my world. We're without excuse. If you will, Romans chapter 1 tells us plainly that we're without excuse. Romans 1:20 says, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. He said, creation itself is proof enough that I am who I said I am. And we've talked about that. I believe God created it. I believe there's a ton of evidence that supports that God creates it. And I know people are like, whatever. Listen, look at the evidence. Evidence. What's there? Not what people say, but what's actually there. We are without excuse. People make excuses all the time. I just want proof. I want to see more. I want more. I just need to see this. Listen, He's given evidence. Right? We've talked about that. I know that you guys are sick of me pounding apologetics. But if you don't know what you believe and why you believe it, you fall for anything, right? I keep saying it. The evidence of the resurrection, the proof of the resurrection, is off the charts amazing. Make cold case detectives become Christians. Amazing. Wallace. We are without excuse. It's not that He has to give us more evidence. It's okay to want to know and want to see and want to learn more, but it's not because we need more. It's to see what He's already given. Are you with me? We shouldn't be asking for more signs. He's already given us enough signs. He's already given us enough proof. He's proven. Prophecy, right hook. The fulfilling all the prophecies, all the 300 prophecies that He fulfilled, that's enough. The proof of the resurrection, the conquering death and Satan, that's enough. He is who He says He is. The question is, what will we do with it? This is the question. He's proven that He's the light. That's what I'm trying to say. And I wish I had a ton of time and we could go back through it. But some of you are like, if you go through that one more time, right? The apologetics. There's so much proof that God created the world. There's so much proof that the Bible is His word. There's so much proof of the resurrection of Christ. So much proof that Jesus is who He said He is, right? The prophecies, birth, death, or prophecies, birth, ministries, miracles, death, resurrection. So much proof. He says, I don't need to give you more proof. What has to happen is you've got to open your eyes and see what I've given you. It's not the light, it's what we do with it. I've given you the answers. It's all in front of you. I'm standing in front of you, right? We aren't excused. It's not like, well, you can say, well, Jesus is in front of me. Listen, He's given us the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word. We don't have an excuse either. He gave us the Holy Spirit and He gave us His Holy Word, which in context is truth. It's right before us. Will we see it? Will we see it? And will we allow others around us to see it through us? Because we should be so filled with His Holy Spirit that they see His light pouring out of us. Not seeing us, not seeing our selfishness, not seeing the darkness, but seeing Him. And again, I don't believe that's something we do by self-will. I believe we do that because we love Him and we're filled with Him, and we daily allow Him to sanctify and chip away at us and disciple us and grow us. That's how we're changed. It's His Spirit. I'm saying that the light is perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect. He's already given a ton of evidence. It all comes down to, are you willing to see the evidence? And if you are, and you're willing to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, the next question is, will you allow the world to see Him through you? Will you let them see Him through you? Will you be a light? Father God, I pray that You would help us to do just that. To see clearly who You are and what You've done. To allow You to be in our life. To accept You as our Lord and our Savior. Not to just know about You, but to know You and have a personal relationship with You. And then allow You to shine through us. Allow You to pour out of us. That they see more of You and less of us. And we can't do that, Lord. We turn to You. We humbly come before You. And ask You to move in our lives. Lord, I pray that we would be the church that You want us to be. I pray that we would be the hands and feet. I pray that we would love one another the way You call us to love one another. I pray that we would be a family. Not just talk about it, but we would be a family. The church family You want us to be. And we would love one another the way You call us to. But Lord, not just one another. We would step out and love the people in the community. And Lord, that they would see You through us, through the love that You pour out of us, that we would be a light as You called us to be. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, if you would, please stand and turn to page 4, Majesty.